Blog Talk Radio.
Play something, say something, or do something that shines our light on the world. When you're a good person and you have a heart and activities for good within you, sometimes you got to let it show. You have to. It's necessary. To let other people see, not only are you a good person, but it's okay to be good. You dig what I'm saying? It's okay.
That's it.
It's okay. You know, we're going to welcome everyone in to this Thursday/Friday episode of Kale's Corner. Therese, I have the fortune to, when we get off the air today, I don't have to work with my job until Monday, and we don't do the corner till Tuesday. So I'm telling y'all, look
at you.
I went to Nordstrom's today on my lunch break. Got me a new fancy pair of designer jeans.
And I know, that's right.
I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm going somewhere. One of the days this weekend. Hey, Treats, I forgot to announce something on Tuesday, but it is last year, and I want to pick it up and continue this year, and that is our Black History Salute to a Black athlete that, you know, shed their light on the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to go into the stats of one Jackie Joyner Kersee. And
okay.
I know what to say, sis.
I said, okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about the groundbreaking sister. One thing I was thinking, you know, we have done not just here on the corner in the month of February, but worldwide, we have done so much acknowledging of, you know, African Americans and their contributions that I've really had to, like, take a moment and think who we really haven't heard a lot about. And I know we all know who Jackie Joyner Kersee is. No surprise there. But just to take a moment and acknowledge this young lady and how she just didn't do her thing, but dominate her thing. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
We're going to take a second with that. You know what? Since I'm talking about the show, I'm going to go ahead straight into it, okay? We're going to discuss Draymond Green and his comments regarding Joel Embiid and the reason he felt Joel was out there not playing at 100% during that Golden State and 76ers game the other night. We'll also discuss the new 65-game rule in the NBA. Okay? We're going to talk about Baltimore's defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald, being named the head coach with the Seattle Seahawks. We're going to name Kellen Moore being named head coach with the Philadelphia Eagles, trying to bring Jalen Hurts back to prominence. Also, Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn has been hired Washington head coach for this season. Six-year contract. They didn't really go into the money, but I'm pretty sure once we get the taking that wrapper off the candy, we'll get into all of that. Okay, you can join the AT and all our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kel's Corner. Or you may also join Lady T, DMV Kel, and all our live in-studio family at 563-999-3782. Keeping it real
is our only real.
Yes, I'm out. You, hey, you did that perfect, because I want it is to be said twice. You know what I'm talking about? So y'all know what we talking about. Y'all know. Therese, I didn't go into detail about anything, but what's happening with you? How was your Wednesday and your Thursday thus far?
I'm just saying, prayed up over here, bro. I ain't making no noise. I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so I know everything is amazing. So I already put that in the air. I've already, you know, talked to God about that. Nothing special. I'm just, you know, trying to keep it cool, be good, and, you know, just stay prayed up. That's it. I'm not doing a whole lot.
Yeah. And for those of you that have been keeping Emmanuel in your prayers, thank you. That boy is back to himself, regular self, getting on my absolute last nerve, I'm telling y'all. But, hey, that's what the kids do. They get on your nerve, especially when it's a situation where they want to do something, they want to go outside or whatever, and you're like, no, you can't. Boy, I'm trying to tell you. I said, this is what I got to do. Punch you to get some attention. I have seen and talked more to you in the past couple of days than I have in a while. He was like, nah, Dad, you, man, we good. I was like, okay. My son told me we good, so we good.
Okay.
Yeah, those are our topics. That's what today is going to be about. And we're going to take a quick one, 563-999-3782. And we'll be right back. Talk a little Draymond Green, man. And his comments. I'm telling you, Draymond. It's been to the point, Tree, where he's funny to me, you know?
Right.
I finally, real quick, finally saw that video where he was twisting his fingers trying to get he was mocking the player because the player was trying to get his team to challenge the play call, and he did a little rap, and Draymond turned around all fast and started. I said, this boy is funny.
I told you.
You know? So, yeah, that was a good one to me. All right, y'all. I'm going to take this quick break. We'll be right back. Tree, real quick, my phone was acting up. So send me a text out to a few and let them know we're on the air, okay?
I got you.
The wind, Daddy.
Hey, we don't own the rights to the music, Daddy.
Have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. That's the poem I wrote for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. That's his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had a chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And the thing blacks spend all their money on big colleges. Still, most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell.
You know, hey, that song is everything. That's bull. All right. When asked,
I didn't hear the comments that Draymond Green. So you have to fill me in on this one.
Okay. When asked about Joel Embiid and his injury, Draymond Draymond Green said, and I quote, "Joel playing tonight felt very much like, so because of the 65 game rule, he's trying him best because," and I didn't know this, "but Joel is going for MVP again."
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I don't, maybe I was just too football caught up, but that one slid by me. And, you know, now combining the subject, y'all, the NBA has set up a new rule where you have to play at least 65 games in order to qualify for any season accolades, and they're even going into some of these players' pockets.
Ooh.
You know, yeah. They were saying that people missing 25 games out of an 82 game season, and they were like, that's just too much to allow them to miss and still be named MVP or Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year. So Draymond, you know, Draymond calls out the NBA for that 65 game awards rule. And I'm kind of mixed on this one, because I can understand both sides. Fans, we talked about this to nauseam, but a fan gets nothing, no reimbursement, no anything, once players don't play. So, you know, the players are the one, I mean, the fans are the one losing out. When the Wizards were really worth watching to me, when that schedule came out the year before, I can recall looking at that schedule and saying, yeah, I'm going to go to this game. I'm going to go to this game. You know, but nothing, there's nothing to reimburse the player that, say, saved up his money to see Durant, or saved up his money to see Kawhi, you know. And I get it, you know. If you're hurt, you're hurt, you know. But if you just taking a break, come on, man. Come on, man. I mean, that's like a smack to your fans. That's like a smack to all of the people that save up their money and come out to watch you, you know. And You know, I was watching Speak on yesterday, and I wouldn't go so far as some of the people who were saying that the players thought, you know, I'm not going to go there because an injury is a personal thing. And, okay, so what? This guy was able to play with this injury. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Injuries attack each individual. Diff say that about the injured guys. But the non-injured guys, Trees, who just sitting there eating hot dogs and popcorn and laugh, bruh, you can't do that to the fans and your teammates as well, you know. So where do you stand on that, sis? Give me your input.
Well, you know, I'm not a fan of people sitting out. Like, only reason why I think you need to sit out, if you are injured, or maybe your team, like if it's close to the end and the championship is here, and you know that they're not going to make it, you know, then okay, you know, you sit the people out or whatever, but I'm just not a fan of sitting out. I'm not a fan of nobody sitting out. First
right.
of all, you make too much money to sit out. You just make too much money to sit out. And people not coming to these stadiums and to the games to see the referees.
Right.
That's not what we signed up for. We came to see certain players play. We want to see all of the players play that's on the team. That's been in the news lately, or you know, their highlights. You want to see what they can do. You want to see the dunks and you know the camaraderie of it all. We want to see it all. That's the whole experience of going
right.
to the game, like all of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't want to have to miss out on anything, even if you're in the nosebleed sections. It doesn't matter. That's what you come for, because you get to see everything. You know what I mean? Like, you know, because we at home, we watching a game on our TV. And when it goes to a commercial, we can't see what's going on. But when you're there, you see everything. You see everything that's going on. You have access to everything that's going on. And that is the experience that the customers are looking for. That's what we're looking for.
Great point. Great point. Now, do you have a problem with Draymond Green calling out players and the NBA itself?
I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
He said that though Embiid 100%, the only reason he's played because he's trying to meet that 65 game qualifier for him
Hell yeah.
to be considered at the end of the season as MVP or defensive or offensive player of the year.
Where was the lie at?
You know what?
Where was
there
the lie? But listen, I get it. But see, it's Draymond Green. So...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he needs all of this stuff. He do everything. Everything that he does is for either content on his show
right.
or a reaction from other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So everything he do is strategic. Everything.
Right.
So
right.
him calling that guy out, or him saying this and he saying that, he just staying relevant in the limelight. Like, he's there what he said. Now everybody is talking about it. Everybody is going to be talking about it. We're talking about it. First Take is going to be talking about it. First Things First going to be talking about it. Speak going to be talking about it. Stephen A. Smith going to be. Everybody is going to be talking about it now. So now he gets to stay in the headlight for another week or two, you know, rent-free in everybody's pocket.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everything he do is strategic. I mean, listen, I was told once upon a time that no news wasn't bad news. It wasn't good news. It's just news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just news. Say anything wrong, I can see if he got a damn lie on the man, then that's something totally different. But he didn't lie. So what was the lie? I'll wait.
I'm more of it's Draymond, you know, and
right.
With everything that he's gone through, I would think, and I don't really want to say this because I hate when people compartmentalize ball players, athletes.
Right.
But because of everything you've been through, bruh, you came off suspension and then had to go on another suspension. I think it was like 2 weeks later, a week later, something like that. So, if I was him, I'll say this. If I was him, I would pick and choose what subjects I decide to discuss or talk about. There's so much other things in the NBA that he could talk about that your mother got, that he just, it's like, bruh, what are you doing? Don't go down that road. Don't put yourself in that trap. Because if something, when they go and decide to have the owner meeting, you know, your name will come up. Your name will be in the middle of another controversy. You get what I'm saying?
I get totally everything you're saying. But listen, if you was Draymond Green, you would say what he just said. If you was him, because he said it. You see what I'm saying? Draymond Green is going to do Draymond Green things. For him not to say something, it's not Draymond Green. That's not his personality. That's not who he is. He wouldn't be true to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already been solidified in the NBA as who he is. He's a great defender. He's a great that dog on the team. Like, you need a dog. They hit him on the leg and he go get that person. That is who he is. He can't be nobody else. He can only be Draymond Green. And to not be Draymond Green, what are we talking about? You know, you see what I'm saying? Like, what would we be talking about right now? Nothing. So he has to stay who he is. He at the end of his career. He's already solidified his next stage in his career, which is his talk show. So he don't care at this moment. He don't care if everybody in every office is talking about him right now. He don't care. He don't.
Yeah.
He's already solidified his next step in his life. Like, he's already done that.
Yeah. All right. Let's take some calls.
Yeah. Okay.
Jersey, Big Lou, what it do, bro?
Big Lou.
Well, I'm not really a big fan of Jerry Green myself, you know. And I don't think it's right for players to sell games unless it's absolutely necessary. I mean,
right.
You know, because you're like, oh, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that. No, that's not a legitimate excuse. And it doesn't feel good for your game, good for the prize. you know, that kind of ruins. And that's what, you know, fans are, you know, griping about. Oh, he always took this day off for what? Because of whatever reason. It's not even legitimate. If you're sick, if you're not well, if you have, like, you know, an unfortunate situation like a death in the family, yes, I understand that. But if you're just taking off because you feel like you're, you know, because you were not concentrating the night before, like you were just out partying or whatever, no. No, then you got to pay the price for it, okay? Don't sell games just because you don't feel like it. That's not fair to your team. That's not fair to your product, nothing. So I don't go for that. Fans pay a lot of money to see you guys play out there, and you disappoint. That's not, you know, talk about showing bad sportsmanship, because that doesn't show sportsmanship at all. You know, you're out there to do your job, and they want to see you do it. Otherwise, they're not going to come out here for you. You know, that's not right. We didn't have it back in our day. They play without complaining, and they didn't make what they did today. You know, the word that we're looking for, I think, is spoiled, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I agree.
And, of course, yeah. You know, they have a lot more, the players have a lot more, well, egos nowadays to protect, you know. That's what it's come down to, especially, of course, say, like LeBron, who was an egomaniac to begin with. Well, I always thought so anyway. And, you know, he ranks right up there in that category as well. He's got a bit of an ego.
Right. Right.
Want to say another player of the past, Dennis Rodman. Yeah. But then again, he's from another planet anyway, so I'll have to let that go. But, you know, it's just a whole different type of ball game today. And,
right.
You know, the excuses, you know, the coach, and, of course, you know, there's been so many more in just the last, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Right.
You know, when's it come to a point where, you know, you got to run out of excuses?
Yeah, true. That's very true.
If it was me, I would do it because I'd be glad to go out there. I would be glad to go out there doing that, you know, kind of job. Not just for the money, but just because, you know, of the love of what you do. I mean, you know, if you're not enjoying what you do, why are you doing it?
It's that money.
It's that money.
Yeah.
But if you don't show up, you don't get paid. Well, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't, but they still do.
But endorsements.
Well, now, if you don't play at least 65 games, they can go and you know, reimburse themselves. So,
right.
And they didn't say how much could be taken out, but they just said that the owners can be reimbursed.
Right. Yeah. Or to put it plainly, if you don't do it, kiss your postseason awards goodbye.
Fact.
All right, let's go to the Capitone. What's happening, Cap?
What up, family? Cal's Corner family. What's up with y'all?
What's up, Cap? What's going on? How the family? How everybody doing?
Blessed and highly favored over this way.
I know, that's right.
But listen, real quick.
Okay.
That's the Kawhi Leonard rule. Blame him and LeBron. Yeah, blame him and LeBron. Yeah, them divas. That's where that came
them
from.
Them divas.
Yeah,
and don't forget about old boy with the Pelicans.
Zion.
Zion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was hurt.
Yeah, he was hurt.
Yeah, but
I'm talking about
pre-game.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
He was out there dunking.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's right. You're right.
But in his defense, you can stand right there and dunk. But Wade and Tibb running up and down for 48 minutes, he can't do it.
No.
But he can dunk real quick for you. He can give you a dunk
real
quick.
He's out of shape.
Yeah,
he's out of shape.
It was that
no,
heavy,
bro, he got a shake.
It was that heavy body landing on them out of shape ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you dunk,
you land.
Listen, he did 102 dunks. Just his game, that's what his game consists of. That. Jumping in the air dunking. Can you imagine him doing that for 48 minutes? No.
Yeah, he ain't ready for that yet.
Have a seat, sir.
He's not Barkley.
That boy.
He lands heavy. He a heavy
exactly.
lander. Barkley was light on his feet. Barkley was more light on his feet. But also, the second point is the Draymond comments.
Uh-huh.
I usually go against Draymond, but I stand with Draymond on this one because he was supporting. He was like a brotherhood comment. It's like,
yeah.
man, you got one of the best players in the league out here forcing himself to play. He ain't
mm-hmm.
right. Y'all know he hurt, but just because you got to qualify for a certain amount of games, he forced it and then got re-injured. So that was the odor of his comments. He was coming at the NBA.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't hear.
Yeah,
the
he's
comment.
Coming at the NBA.
I'll accept
yeah, he's
that.
Coming at the NBA.
Lucy, he accept that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's brotherhood. That's brotherhood right there. Yeah, Embiid
yeah.
was hurt. That's why he ain't playing Denver. That's why he ain't playing Portland. Then he trying to play in Golden State, and he looked like trash till he fell and got hurt again. Like, yo, number one, get rid of them Under Armour shoes I keep telling him about. That's number one.
Hey, Cap, you might have to take a trip to Philly.
With a sign. No, when I get back from Vegas, I'm going to put a sign up.
Yeah.
I'm putting a sign up and be ask Curry about Under Armour, bruh. He
yeah.
showed you.
I'm not touching
yeah.
that one.
Wow.
But I will say, we saw, like, to you know, for example, Cap said he's a hard lander. The way he lands after he jumps. And I don't care if it's a dunk. I don't care if it's on defense. He's a hard lander. So
yeah.
I agree 100%. The shows or something inside them Under Armour shoes, bro. You know?
Yeah.
Nah, he need
you
to get another pair of shoes. He need to let Under Armour go all together.
Facts.
Hey, I went through my closet and got all the little – 2-3 pair underarms that I had, I put them on the side like, uh-uh. I sure did.
I know that's right.
Nope, won't be jumping in them suckers. No,
yeah,
indeed.
When he jumped and landed and his shoe exploded and just fell apart,
yep.
I was like,
mm-hmm.
how did that happen? You know?
Oh, no, that you talking about, no, Zion with Nike. I'm talking about Embiid with the injury.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
with
the
lowest.
Yeah. Zion is a Nike guy, but he can run. He ran through that Nike, and Nike's supposed to be durable. But like you say, it's the weight and how he lands.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's bring in another call. Great points, Cap. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Come on.
That's
well,
nah.
Let's go.
What did you do?
What up, Nas?
What up, Cap?
What's up, bro?
Nas.
Lady T. Yeah, man. We're
here
today, man.
Let's get it.
Hey, Nas, you sound real far away. Wait, you sound real far away.
Oh, don't make me put the other AirPod in. Don't make me do
it. Yeah, you're going to have to put
it
in.
You
got to go ahead and put that in.
We need stereo. We need
you
in stereo, bro.
No.
There you
got me now?
Tell him, Cap.
You ain't got to hide, no. You good.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, man, let's talk about the real divas, man. And the real divas are the media, the sports media, especially when it covers the NBA. They spend so much time putting out material that's really negative against the players. Most of them act like they don't like basketball. And they're a big part of the reason why we get rules like this in. I fault the NBAPA, too, for not fighting back hard enough. But to put in this 65-game rule when we all know every year they can look at how many games played and decide, okay, you're not getting the MVP, you ain't playing enough games. You can already decide that. But by tying this to people's money, you put people in a situation like Cap was saying, to where Embiid is like, man, I need to make this all NBA. I need to make this, that, and the third. So let me go ahead and try to run, get out there and run.
Halliburton did the same thing. He came back a night early, re-aggravated the injury, and now, you know what I mean, he's day-to-day. He got hurt even worse. So I try to tell people this. Look, I know we all remember back in the day the NBA was more physical. But, again, this NBA is a different kind of physical. It's all of the running. It's the constant movement. It's all the threes being shot, and it's the pace. Wears out people's knees, ligaments, and everything else. And if anybody out here who knows, who's played a prop bet on somebody who's playing on a back-to-back and seeing them lose all your money because you know that dude is beat up a little bit, you understand, like, this is a different game than what we're used to. So load management and resting is important. And if they didn't want to do that no more, let's call the owners out. Shorten the season. If you want guys to play every game, shorten the season to have less revenue coming into your pocket from ticket sales. I bet they don't want to do that. So the only way to really approach this is to just try to be preventative. And to be honest, if you sign somebody for $200 million and you ain't got enough sense to try to maintain their body, hell, you buy a new Porsche, you won't drive that thing to work every day. You're trying to maintain it. So same thing with the players, man. So, yeah, I'm tired of these new writers and all these folks. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. You know, half of it is jealousy. Half of it is jealousy. Half of it is jealousy.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say, because if you've ever watched Skip Bayless on First Take, Undisputed, he always gets into serious arguments with basketball players. Sometimes it's football, but it's basketball players mostly. And they shut them up the same way all the time. They read his stats. They read how in the ham sandwich do you average 1 point for a career? And he shuts right up. So I'm with you on that, Cap. I think it's more or less a jealousy thing with Skip Bayless than the rules itself, you know? All right, y'all. Let's bring our Huckleberry, 75, 57, whatever you're going by tonight. What's up, bro?
Huckleberry.
What's up, everybody?
Yo! OG, triple
I'm going
OG.
About it. What's up, Cap? Kale? Nah, I was on there early tonight.
Okay.
I'm coming in as the truth teller. The truth teller tonight. I started drinking Mountain Dew. I mean milk. Everything was whole milk. Everything was whole milk. Wasn't no 2% almost milk. Nothing like that. These NBA players, they like almost tough. They, I mean, 65 games, bro. Come on, you're not giving us 60. Well, but how many games they play now?
82.
If LeBron played 30 minutes tonight, he won't play tomorrow night. I understand what. You know what I'm saying? You know, and they got, man, I watched Embiid last night, and maybe he shouldn't have been out there, or, you know, maybe he should. But to me, a lot of this is Embiid trying to protect his turf. He wants to go out there and play, because if he doesn't make it, then his chances of winning MVP deteriorates a little bit. You know, these guys – you know, I know I'm an older guy, and it's like they don't play ball like that anymore, like you said, Dom. But these guys don't even give us 100%. You know, they go out for the least little things, man. You know, a guy bang your thigh, and you can't play no more for the rest of the game. This makes no sense to me. Like I said, we got a lot of 2%ers out there.
2% is out there. They drinking almond milk. They drink junk from the cow.
So what's going on with our milk?
They drink lactate milk.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't have that stay on the court ingredient like the real milk does, the one we grew up on.
Yeah.
Mikhail, let me add something, too, because you know how memories are, man. Memories, we like to remember things the way we want to. Back in the day, 80s and 90s, you know what else used to happen in the NBA?
What's that? A slowdown.
Mm-hmm. The second and third quarter, somebody start walking that thing up. Everybody else get the hit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, slow it down. We're going to ease up a little bit. We're resting a little bit. And that's what they would do. Now, where tape is all day, everybody's always looking at video. They're doing your plus minus for how many minutes you're on the court. You can't even be on the court and be lazy no more because that's tied to your money. So if you sit on the court and say, well, you know, I ain't going to work hard, guess what's going to happen? Your plus minus going to be down. They're going to tie that to your name, and then forever you're going to be getting the minimum deals and barely on teams and traded and whatnot because all of that stuff is connected now in a way that it wasn't. The synergy and all these different apps that they're using to study every possession. Oh, he didn't get out on the shooter. This guy doesn't close out. Oh, we got to get rid of this guy. Like, dog, I'm telling y'all, man, I know y'all, you know, them boys spoiled to a certain degree with just the amount of money and the fact that, you know, once you get linked up for the league, you're going to get whatever privileges. But you're going to earn every dollar, man, because you flying in and out, and you better ball or somebody going to take your spot or you're going to be in that G League looking crazy. So we got to give it up to the young folks in some sense. Now, Zion, hey, man, ain't no explaining that. The brother got a weight problem. That's clearly something that he needed to work on but didn't. And he's going to cost himself about $500 million when it's all said and done. Because people ain't going to invest in him the way that they should.
I don't think so. I think Zion is going to request that amount of money. I think because you still see the potential that he has. And when the time comes around, unless they do something earlier for his new deal, I think Zion going to end up in L.A. anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's going the same route that A.D. went. But I think Zion's career is still unlimited. No, that's how I feel about it. I think he looks good out there. He just had to get that body together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charles got his weight under control early. Zion is waiting a long time, and I hear you, 57, but if you're the GM, you got to walk in that owner's office and say, yeah, we're going to sign him for 7 years, $350
million.
This dude's going to get somebody fired. That's all I'm saying.
Who, Zion?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. I think, we'll see, bro. We'll see. I'm not going to disagree with you.
You need to put together a complete season for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And really, man, I'm not going to even say a complete season, Cap, because who really does that now anymore? Not even the superstars do that anymore.
Yeah, but he's young. He's a young man.
Where he finishes out, yeah.
Yeah. I need to see something. Like, get to the second round of the playoffs with these guys and all that, like. Lead the charge.
Yeah. Give me – play at least 60 games this year. But I still think he got a lot of potential, and I don't think he done shot himself in the leg yet. I think he'll be all right. I really do.
Yeah, it's just if you're going to trust him. And if I could throw my last card on the table, let me go back to Tibbs in Chicago, where I talked about this game is different, the way it's played. Tibbs played everybody 40 minutes a game, and guess what happened to their bodies? Let's lay out the body, the tombstone.
Yeah.
Joe Kim Noah, Luau Deng, Derrick Rose, all of them bodies fell apart messing with Tibbs.
Yep. Then got him in New York and didn't want to play him after you done burnt them all out.
That is true. right. Let's go, bruh. Time. What it do, bruh?
Time.
What it do, brothers? What's up, Kill?
What's up,
Tango? What's up, Tango Ray?
Tango and Cash.
Cap, 57, Nas, Lou, online crew. How everybody doing today?
Amazing.
You're blessed, bro.
I hear y'all.
What's up, brother?
Oh, man, I can't complain, man. Sun came out. It was real nice out there today. I enjoyed myself.
How about
but,
that?
I hear y'all talking about Zion, man, and when Cap said it, that was the same thing in my head. Like, I got to see him get a full year. And ever since he's been in the league, he haven't done nothing. And I do believe what you said, Nas and 57. And I don't believe that he shot himself all the way down yet. But next year, if he go through the same thing, he done, bro. Not saying he's not nice on the court. I'm talking about just being unhealthy, can't stop eating, and can't stay healthy. I mean, we get on as much as we get on Anthony Davis. At least Anthony Davis is there in the playoffs and stay in the playoffs. Zion have not done nothing since he's been in the league, bro. And I love
nothing.
Zion. He gives you the excitement when he out there, but don't last. That's his only problem with me. He just do not last for some reason. And he do look like he in shape. I don't know how much smaller he got to get to stay healthy. I just don't know, man. I like Zion, man.
You know,
he's been doing pretty good this year.
The conversation is about to change on Zion because it's going to be when the lights are brightest, he always comes up with some type of injury, you know. And to Nas' point, it's hard as hell to get an owner on board when dude just not giving you anything at the right time. Because every time the lights come on, it's a back, it's his ankle, thigh, it's just something every year. So I know he doesn't want that to become his reputation, but it's hard when you look at the years he's already been in the NBA and all of the injuries he's had, you know. And I like Zion as well. I like him as a young player, and you guys are right. When he's on that court, the Pelicans are exciting. It's a good watch. But when he's off, you're like, man, I'll watch something
else. What did he do to himself, man? You'd be like, what did he do now? What's wrong with him?
Exactly. Why that man sitting out there in street clothes? What happened?
He might just had a set of bones, man.
Spending a lot
of weight coming down on it, big boy. He just can't. That's just what his problem gonna be throughout his career. He might just have a bad set of bones.
Spending a lot of time. He's spending a lot of time with them dancers.
Oh, not the dancers! Oh, I'm gonna get them dancers, Cap.
Yeah,
I think they're taking over.
Oh, yeah, I was cleaning it up. I cleaned it up.
Oh, okay. I got it.
It just frustrates people. It frustrates people because they see the talent. He's been packing out gyms
right.
in high school. Like, we know what it is with that dude if he could just get that part right. I'm to the point now where I'm like, look, man, how about you just leave the league, eat as much as you want, and go be a defensive end. Somebody will draft you in the first round. Get Zion on that D-line. Boy, that man will be a monster. But, it's hard to stop eating in New Orleans and they bringing that jambalaya and them girls calling you baby. Like, man, it's hard to stop eating, bro.
Not baby.
But you know what? That's crazy because if y'all think about it, when he first got to, got down there, we all said that too. The same. Yeah. We ain't say nothing about the girls because I didn't know that was going to be a problem. But we said his eating habits were going to be terrible and New Orleans wasn't a good spot for him. Because, like you said, right. all that junk. They cook everything with potatoes, man. And I'm a potato yeah. lover. I don't care what you say. I can stop by Five Guys and Royal Farms any day.
Every day.
I'd be happy to maintain myself and be like, not today. Not today, man.
Right.
You're not going today.
Right.
Because I remember, man.
Yeah.
I, man.
He
I'm just a potato.
Well.
Yeah, we're getting on the court, yeah. Tang, so you got to ease up.
Huh?
We're getting on the court, Tang, so you got to ease up with them taters.
Hey, look. Hey, look, I'm with you, Cap. I cut them back for right now. I'm on a strict one right now, man. I've been doing real good all this week, man.
He got to make sure you start eating them cakes, too. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just did good. Yeah, them cakes, yeah, you ain't lying. Because I got three good homies that I grew up with y'all from the sandbox. And, man, when I tell y'all, you talking about Betty Crocker dudes? Man. Hey, man, these jokers got them.
Yeah, they melt your mouth. Yeah.
And between, hey, look, it's so crazy because I used to get my mother-in-law, y'all know who that is, Mom Betty, Mama.
Yeah.
I used to make because she made cakes from scratch. And, man, I used to make sure I got a cake at least twice out of the year, once in May and once around Christmas time, I think it was. Oh, my gracious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, y'all know me and 007 on the phone, right? I mean, on the line, right? And we just hit down Marlboro's. So, you know, this is not a good conversation.
Well, y'all need to start getting the Marlboro. Y'all need to calm down.
Talking about food.
What's up, 00?
Yeah.
What's up, 00?
I ain't no 00 was on here.
Me either.
00, Ted, none of them on there?
No.
I don't know.
That's real, though, because breaking addiction is hard. So, like, we ain't trying to judge Zion. Like, we understand that that's hard. It's just people kind of disappointed because they know what kind of talent that dude got.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Yeah. When you see a player of his caliber and we see something as small as Jambalaya, you know, hurting his career, it's like, bruh, you can do like back in the day when marijuana was a non-acceptance in the NFL. And we used to be like, bruh, the NFL career really doesn't last that long for certain positions. You can smoke all you want to when you're done.
Fine.
When it's over, you hang up your cleats. Smoke whatever you want, bro. But you stack your money, your life is good. Hey, if you want to hit a J, go ahead and hit a J. But while you are under a contract, I don't care if they say you can't walk across the street while the light is green, even if it ain't one car coming that way, you got to stay there until that light turns red. And that's just what you have to do. You have to have...
Just be fair to Zion, man. I mean, we're impatient because we know we see his potential and what he can do. You know, and I understand that. But we got to also remember that he is a young guy. He is a young guy.
Hold on one second. We can't hear you, babe. We can't hear you. That's what I was just trying to get you to hold on for 1 second. We couldn't hear you. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
The background noise together. Go ahead, babe.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say, man.
Oh, Lord. Them daggone
Marlboro.
You talking about Zion.
You said we were
talking about Zion.
Yeah. You said we are impatient with the young man.
Marlboro, man.
I don't forget what I was.
Right.
I think between with our impatience, you know, this is a young man that we expected him to come into the NBA when he signed his contract because of what we saw him do in school before he got there, that he was going to come in and just light the NBA up. Not saying he still won't do that or he's still not capable of being one of the top 10 or top 20 players in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He has to learn how to play the game the way it's being played on a professional level. They got collard greens and beans and all of that stuff. No matter where he plays in the NBA. So his eating, he needs to adjust that himself, you know, along with his trainers. And the owner's got to take some responsibility too. But I'm not going to give up on him yet. And if we listen to these so-called announcers or commentators on First Take and whatever, you know, I heard some crazy stuff today. You know, people just be selling people out because they're not where they expect they should be right now at the moment. But this is a young guy. He's not even 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he not. Yeah. But he came straight out of high school, right?
Yeah.
No.
He went to Duke for one year.
He
came out 2019 first round overall pick. He's been in the league since 2019. He has been in the league for just going on his fifth year in the league.
Banged up.
But like you say, I'm with you, not giving up on him. But like Big Bro said earlier, he's getting to that point where though they're going to give up on him. Because like you said, 57. Everywhere he go, it's definitely beans and collard greens and potatoes everywhere you go.
Green beans.
If he don't get that under control, it's gonna be like the next 2 years. If we keep hearing the same thing and he coming out with the same results, he would never get a max contract again. That's what I'm gonna say.
I agree.
He's a two-time NBA All Star. He made All Star 2021 and 2023. He was NBA All-Rookie First Team 2020. He was a National College Player of the Year in 2019. But since he's been in the league, the NBA league, he was Rookie First Team, and he's been an All-Star twice.
He got that resume, and it's disappointing. That's how good he is. And don't forget, when he was at Duke, they did a Zion cam in the NCAA tournament. One camera that was just following him. Like, that's the kind of guy we're talking about, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you've
been following Zion since he was in high school. And he was a phenomenon in high school.
Yes,
and I was surprised that he even went to Duke. I thought he was going to go straight to the pros. But he went to Duke, and I thought maybe that was just for a year of exposure.
They stuck it. They won't let nobody else go straight from high school straight to college no more. You have to do at least 1 or 2 years in college.
Another
somebody mute your background. Mute your background, you guys.
Yeah, let me know if you need help taking that muffler out, whoever that is.
Okay.
I'm on the car, Mark. Can I come over there and help you out?
Okay.
All right, great basketball conversation. Yes, it was okay for Draymond Green to make those comments. It was okay for him to do it. Somebody has to speak up. Somebody has to bring attention to the things that, you know, affect the players. Yeah.
What comments?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. What comments, Big Bro?
Draymond Green calls out the NBA's new 65-game awards rule, meaning if you don't play 65 games, you can't be the MVP can't make one of the NBA best teams and all of that. And they can also go into your contract, which I think is crazy. If I signed for this, nobody knew what injury would occur. You offer me this money with that injury or that situation in mind. So now to try and come back and take that money from me, I don't really think that's cool. I truly don't think
But you think they're not going to do it if it's a real injury. They talking about for, like, what we were talking about the other day. Like you can tell guys just taking off and it ain't an injury, right? That's basically what they're saying. Like, if it's a real injury, they won't take the money away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
you don't want to give them that power, though, Tang, because all it takes is one cheap owner. But you don't want to give them that power because all it takes is one cheap owner to try to find a reason not to pay you, because we didn't
get guess what? No matter what we say, they have that power.
Mm.
I mean,
that's on the NBA.
No matter what we say, that's why they did what they did. Because I saw that yesterday saying they only can miss 17 games. And if you start missing more than that, I remember looking at that yesterday, you wasn't going to be an MVP and all that. So they definitely got the power to do what they want to do. That's why they made it up in that contract, regardless of what probably the association said. They probably said, nah, this is our money. We got this. Because they didn't know what they're getting back. Because you know what we were just talking about the other day? What if they put it out there for the guys? We knew the dates that they was going to be. I saw them talking about it yesterday. If they knew the dates that the guys was going to take off, would that arena make money?
Nope. Exactly.
Okay, so that's why they doing what they doing. Mm-hmm. Because they hit all the chatter.
They
got to
make that money back up.
We're not the only one saying it. We're not the only one saying it. Everybody's talking about this for 2 years now.
Right.
So the owner's like, okay.
Can I tell y'all one more thing?
Sure.
The L.A. Lakers has fired Darvin Ham. We just talked about this today.
Breaking news.
They said that last night that they were going to get rid of him.
Yep.
And he won the tournament. That's a shame. He won the tournament. That's wild. For the brothers, it ain't easy for a brother,
LeBron posted that hourglass last night. You knew it was coming.
Yeah, you can see the look in LeBron's face when they asked him when they were talking to him last night after the game that something was getting ready to happen. And they said, "You think Darvin Ham gonna get fired?" I didn't think it was going to happen this fast.
That's a shame, boy. It truly is.
Because the last couple of years, coaching the Lakers, Darvin Ham was the best thing since sliced bread. Now they have a kind of slow season. They throw him under the bus. You know, say this.
That's how they celebrate Black History Month in the NBA.
You know, and
that's the comment of the week. That's the comment of the week right there.
You stupid, yeah.
Wow.
That's
funny.
But yeah, that's crazy that they throw that beef on that man like that. Same way he's been coaching. When you guys won the championship and when you won that in-season tournament, now he's not good enough. Boy.
That's sad. That's corny, man. That's real corny.
Yeah, it is.
Another reason for me to hate them.
Well, another coach shout out that was fired that I hope the Wizards are interested in. Seriously.
He played with us, too.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Yeah.
He played with us.
Won the in season. He just won the in season tournament though. That's crazy. The inaugural season of it.
Shout out to the passive aggressive king. Tomorrow when people interview him, he goes, "Oh, I didn't have nothing to do with it. I didn't know nothing about it. I found out just like you found out.
Fact.
Just like he told his teammates that he didn't know when they were going to be paid for the end season tournament. Man,
I just wanted to see how y'all really feel. I just wanted to really see how y'all really feel about Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham is still a Laker. I just wanted to really see how
you know
y'all
what
feel.
This? Hey,
I done sent Texas out. I done sent Texas out and everything. Oh my God.
We're keeping it
real. But they are talking about firing him, but it hasn't been official. Yeah,
this.
I just want to really see how
y'all. When they fine, we can't even use this conversation no more.
Listen, right. That's why y'all making me say stuff. I was like, they are going in. Like, they don't want this man. I mean, they are going in. I said, okay, that's enough. I ain't gonna talk to y'all too much.
He's a good coach.
No, I'm sure he should be fine, but that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, they talking about firing him, though. They are talking about
him. The NBA season has ups and downs. You're in the down right now, you know. He's a good coach. And the fact that this is still the first half of the season. Y'all haven't even reached the All-Star break yet. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Man, I had to apologize to the group I just sent that text to.
That was true. That was cool.
Just jinx yourself for this weekend, sis. Next weekend. You just jinx yourself.
He's going to be gone before this week is up, though. He's going to be gone. So the text is just a little premature, but he's going to be gone.
That was my co-host doing her thing for us to change the subject. So...
Do the disclaimer, Kale.
With that being done, 563-999-3782.
Cue the music.
We're going to talk about these head coaching jobs, man. These new people in these positions when
we
come
back. We got a whole bunch of them.
A whole lot.
Who got fired this time?
We don't own the rights to the music, guys. Well, those comments were all mine.
Play that music, Lou. Play it, Lou. Play it, baby. Yeah, once I was a boogie singer. Playing in the rock and roll band.
All right, y'all. First, Baltimore's defensive coordinator Mike McDonald has been named the Seattle Seahawks' new head coach.
I like it.
Oh, well. We want to get to the big news.
Yeah. Hey, that man got set up lovely. People started dropping out, and Ben Johnson went back to Detroit. So things were looking up for him. He was like, "Boy, I'm going to go ahead and get all the money." So, yeah, he was good.
All the money.
He coordinated for Baltimore. So,
youngest coach since Mike Tomlin.
36.
Yep. Seattle did Pete Carroll like Goodfellas. Well, none of us saw that coming. He walked into that empty room and got. He was like, "What, Pete Carroll go?" They kicked him upstairs and told him.
No, I saw that coming. I saw the writing on the wall. I saw the writing on the wall for him.
Yeah.
I saw the right. He was chewing that gum a little too hard for them, and that went no, and that went. That's all I'm gonna say on that note.
Yeah, he ain't win without Russ. That's for sure.
Yeah, can't win. And then
like
the way
Pete
they did us was terrible. I like Pete Carroll too, but he just wasn't winning
because
enough.
He got my boy some. He got what's his name paid. What's the quarterback's name there?
Geno.
Yeah, he got Geno Smith paid because, you know, they dogged Geno for years in the NFL.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yes, they did for 2007.
Players, no. Coaches, referees, everybody. But
yep, treat them like a dancer.
Do you guys think? Do you guys think that Super Bowl mishap played a big part in this as well? Because there are a lot, and I mean a whole lot, of Seattle fans who still come and talk about not giving Marshawn Lynch the ball. You think this had anything?
No, I think it was more. I think it was about a Brady Belichick thing. They got rid of Russ. And then try to see, well, was it Russ or was it Pete? And they come to find out it definitely wasn't Pete by himself. Pete couldn't get it done without Russ.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so both of them had to go.
Mm. Well,
so Pete, I thought they moved him up in the front office. What happened?
Yeah, he's still.
Yeah, that's where he at. He's in the front office.
Yeah.
Huh. He's still getting paid.
He ain't gonna miss no paycheck. He gonna steal his paycheck. Still gonna be rolling.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Them kind of people don't miss no paychecks.
And I was just about to say, that's amazing to me. These guys can show that they've fallen off. They're not what they used to be or whatever. And instead of a team just doing away with them, they give them another position, a new title, you know?
Yeah.
And it's crazy to me, you know? For example, Pete Carroll and Tomlin's resume look similar, but there
Tomlin
were people, Mike Tomlin with Pittsburgh, there were people saying fire him. Yes, there were people, Pittsburgh fans, and I'm not just putting this on 57, because 57 years ago let us know he ready for everybody to go, not just Tomlin. But it was never said, oh, we're going to move Tomlin up. We're going to give him another position within the organization or anything like that. It was get rid of him, fire him. Carroll has now, none of us expecting him to do amazing things with Geno Smith. But at the same time, the way that he utilized the young man and, you know, got him playing or showing himself better than any of us has seen, I'm like, it's just crazy to me, y'all. It's crazy to me. I don't understand how these dudes can fail and still maintain a position with the job. You know, I've been looking up with Seattle what his new job responsibilities are, and I'm like, is he the new go get a sandwich man for the team, or is he really going to be a part of decision-making? You know, I don't understand it's left me befuddled. Seriously. Any other coach, you got to go. You got to go. We ain't playing with you. You fired, bro. We give you a separation package, but you got to go. So
Hughes was a good coach and did a good job. He's still a good as far as picking personnel. He still was good with that right there. And mm-hmm. you got to think, if he had a comparable to Mike Tomlin, then he's considered a winning coach. So
yeah.
if maybe they feel like if they did that much for his organization, okay, we just bring him to the front office, some loyalty or something like that. Mike Tomlin is talking about leaving next year after his last year. So maybe that's not something that Tomlin wants. But as far as the mm-hmm. Rooneys have always been ahead of everybody else in the NFL as far as blacks and doing talent. Things. They came up with the Rooney Rule to mm-hmm. hire black coaches to interview them first. So I'm just going to say, I don't disagree with you, Kale. Don't get me wrong. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just wish you had used another team to compare him to other than the Steelers.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I understand.
I got it. Hey, Kale.
Yeah.
I wish you could have used that, everything you said, because I agree with 57 about, you know, him still being comparable to doing everything that he can do. I wish you could have gave that speech right there. For Thumbhead, because he definitely should have been another guy.
For real.
Well, we all know his opportunity, his new job is all about family relations.
They must have got him in his contract or something, man. It must be in his contract or something, man.
Raise that dude like Major League. You're going to have to go out there and wave the hat to the fans every once in a while. Gave him an office with a window. But I bet you his key card don't work on the elevator to get off on the floor where the coaching meetings and the players and stuff at. You go over there, old man. You ain't coming back.
Okay.
No, his card don't work on that floor. Do it now.
Say, boop, boop.
It really right. They rearranged the five cards, man.
No access.
No.
Yep, he don't see nobody during the day. Don't nobody come by and say, hey, you want something for lunch?
Yeah.
So the Patriots got a new for that guy who they got for their new head coach, Gerard Mayo. It was in his contract. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
It was in his contract for him Belichick ever left.
Yeah, I heard him talking about that. Like in around about the. Yeah, I heard him talking about that during the season at that.
Yeah.
Yep. He had put it in his contract. So I thought that was amazing. I did.
Yeah, Bob Kraft is pretty cool. He just like young Chinese girls, but he pretty cool.
You know what? I'm gonna keep on moving. We got. I don't really know too much about the Titans' new head coach. I don't really know too much about him. His name is Brian Callahan.
Offensive guy. He's an offensive guy. Offensive.
Okay.
Guy. He was once with the Raiders.
His pops, the guy that used to coach with Dallas.
Yeah, I think that's him. Yep. And the Raiders.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I do remember his father though. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Eagles hired Kellen Moore as the coordinator to work along with Jalen Hurts. Which direction do you guys see that one going in?
I think that Kellen Moore is very creative. He just got to cut down on his passing. And what we was asking to see from Jalen Hurts this year, he's going to implement for Jalen Hurts to do that. I just don't want him to go crazy with that 40, over 40 passing over 40 passes a game. I mean, you don't have to do that. That's the only thing that Kyler Moore got because he dialed up some good plays.
Mm.
It's just that he gets ass happy, man. Now, if you work with a team and you see you on that day, you can see that your receivers are burning their corners up and leaving their safeties, then go ahead if you want to throw it 39, 40 times. But, man, look what he did to Justin Herbert, man. Man,
yep.
Come on. Man.
Yep.
Drop that arm out of whack. Herbert.
Herbert,
yeah. 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 You know what's so crazy about that, Lady T? The Chargers, what's number 39? Right. He's a hell of a running back, man.
Yeah.
He didn't even hit nothing from that man this year.
You know why? They didn't want to pay him, Tang. That's why they didn't give him the ball. They didn't want to pay him.
I can believe it.
Production.
Well, now that y'all mentioned the Chargers, y'all know Jim Harbaugh is over there as the new head coach over there. And
he going to run that ball.
He is a hell of a coach. Like, he's not going to be doing that 40 passing and all that. And he's a good quarterback coach. Like, he's a good quarterback coach. So that'll be good for him. He'll fit right in.
The Chargers going to be more physical. They're going to be balanced because that's what Harbaugh do. They ain't going to be like you said. They ain't going to be none of that. And to the previous point about New England, like Mayo was a baller as a linebacker, and that's the perfect situation. They said, okay, nobody really want to follow the legend as a coach, so we'll take one of our guys and give him this opportunity. He fall on his face. Hey, it is what it is. He got paid, and then the next person to take the job because, you know, people don't usually want to follow the guy. Right out the door.
Right.
You know, that worked out perfectly.
Hey.
Yeah.
Why do y'all think it's been so hard for Belichick, you know? Has the league taken on the it was Tom Brady mantra or what? Because I expected Belichick to be one of the first for a team. I didn't think we would see him on the sideline rusting. What do you guys think
he's going in
there
telling
everybody
that
troll
he
on your team?
He want everybody with the kitchen sink. He want everything and the kitchen sink. He want everything at his feet, at his beck and call. He want everything. And everybody saying to him, so, I mean, we're going to give you something. But we ain't gonna give you the kitchen. This ain't New England no more. You ain't in clicking your heels and getting everything that you need, sir. This ain't what it is. And he probably saying, okay, well, you know, we all
have to turn. I think he should move.
And in the day of social media, do you really want this guy representing you, man? I mean, this guy, this guy looks like he's so disgruntled. And so unhappy everything.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah. Got his face balled up in a knot all the time.
Yep.
He looked like.
He needs to get the position like Pete Kerr.
Why are they asking me these questions? I'm ready for this interview to be over. He just looked like. It looked like he in pain. Wow, he's being
somebody behind him, give him an enema or something.
Oh my goodness!
I won't be doing it, I won't be doing it.
Oh,
I won't be doing that.
He try to act like Pop,
sir.
But you know, Pop, you could tell Pop be playing. Pop try to be a butthole sometimes, but you see, he be lighthearted with it. Belichick, he just stuck, man. He just stuck.
That's just who he
stuck.
Is.
And Pop Day probably coming soon. But on that Belichick thing,
it came. It's here.
Yeah.
They just don't want to face the facts, but it's here.
Yeah.
But
if
you give Belichick the keys, now he got control of the building. So if the GM, and he's supposed to, and Belichick's supposed to report to your GM, is he going to take the GM serious or try to, you know, stun on that person.
Run over him.
Or tell the owner what to do. So I think that's why folks don't want to hire him. I think they think he's too big.
And
they ain't trying to bow down.
I think he communicate good. I don't think he communicate good. Like,
no.
He over the one word. Like, you ask him a question that you need to elaborate on the answer.
Right.
He's
just right.
giving you yes or no. He's giving you maybe, I don't know, but that's how you told them. And then you can't understand nothing he's talking about. So it's like, I ain't got time.
That could be true, lady. The way they try to pick, the way they try to say that about EB, that's probably how Belichick is for real. Though his interview is just probably not good at all because it seems like he can't communicate with nobody.
No, yeah, he can't communicate.
Like Tree said, the team representatives are well. What type of defense are you going to run in his defense? Okay, we know defense.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
What type of, you know, what are
it's
you
like
going to work
talking
on?
To him. Yes.
Yes.
And he probably trying to bring Josh McDaniel with him, too. Some people are probably like, nah, man, we don't want that dude in here. That ain't the OC we want. You got to do something else. So, yeah.
Oh, I ain't thinking about
think
that.
The best situation for him would have been Dallas if him and Jerry could get along. Because it's a team already built, the talent's already there, just needs a little culture change. I think he would have been good there. But besides that, I just don't see how you let him in your building, man, without him trying to run over you.
Yeah. But you know, you let him in Dallas, he know he not running over Jerry. That just not happening.
Right.
He already know that you would be fired that same week.
Yeah. Yes, you
so
would.
How about the Falcons, y'all? How about the Falcons? Y'all like that move, Raheem Morris?
Nah, yeah. What you say?
I'm happy the brother got a job. He's a good defensive coordinator. I don't know so much about offense. The guy they say he's bringing in as OC is supposed to be, you know, one of these geniuses or whatever. So we'll see. But, yeah, this wasn't the most happy hiring ever. He was already an interim here before, and – I don't know, man. Good luck to the brother Raheem, man. I know he's a good DC. I don't know about a head coach, but
yeah. Well, Shanahan kept trying to get him to come to the 49ers, but he wouldn't ever come.
Yeah, Raheem Morris, he's a very meticulous coach when it comes to the defense, and he's one that will allow the offensive coordinator to actually come up with his scheme. He'll give him the personnel he needs. He will give that offensive coach everything to be successful while he is paying undivided attention to the defense. And I mean all from the defensive line to the linebackers, corners, and safeties. So I love a coach who stays in his lane. He doesn't try to boast or force himself on that coordinator. No, all he wants to do is coach and build the proper defense. So that's a good when the announcement came out, you know, on some teams with the coaches they hired, it was a question. What is he gonna do? With Raheem Morris, there was no question. Everybody knows what his main concern is with his team. So that's a good hire. That's a great hire for Atlanta.
Atlanta,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and I just
good,
wanted
good,
to
good
see.
Luck to the brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying good luck to the brother, but this is a cursed franchise. We built our practice facility on Indian burial ground or something. Like something, like it's cursed over the
team.
Oh, my.
You can only do so much.
Hey, no, you're a tough dude, man.
You know what? I'm going to keep it moving. I got one more before the last one that we're going to talk about. I got one more. I don't know if Kale, you got how many more you got, but I got Antonio Pierce with the Raiders. They're going to keep him as the head coach for the Raiders.
Smart.
And let me tell you, let me just say this one thing. They got a whole lot more this coming season coming up, black coaches, head coaches, than ever. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Sure. But Antonio sure. Pierce to the Raiders.
Another smart decision. Seriously.
A lot of those players said they didn't want to play unless he was the coach. A lot of those players were saying that.
Yes. Because Antonio Pierce sneaky became a player coach, you know, and those players were like you said, those players was like, I don't want to play for anyone else. And, you know, you could see how that he just infected that whole Raiders team. I mean, those boys really, truly balled for him. So that was a great one, seriously. You know, you can't say nothing bad about it. You can't say nothing bad about it. Now, we're going to see if he continues next season to motivate these guys, but my money is on that he will. My money is on that he'll get them guys rolling, seriously.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, great. The way you just explained it just now, I don't think that's going to be a problem because, you, like y'all just said, them guys said who they wanted, and you know what they say about that. When you get the players to say what, like say that they want to coach and who they're going to do, what they always say, they'll run through a brick wall for them. So he's going to definitely get ready. I like you say, I put my money toward him having a good year because them guys going to go out there and play hard for him.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of this is just being in the right situation at the right time because point blank period, that man's still paying John Gruden. He ain't got no money like some of these other billionaire owners. So, I mean, he had to, you know what I mean? He had to sign him up, man. Because he couldn't compete with what they were throwing, Harbaugh and all them other coaches. Like, point blank period, man.
And he wanted to be there. That was the thing. Like, he was negotiating a deal. Like, he knows the situation with Mike, with John Gruden and all that, you know, all of that. So, for him to go in there and negotiate for himself and for everybody to come to an agreement on the money and all that, which was, I think, was a win-win on everybody's part.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Nas,
take
go
a little
on what you just
and lock
said,
down the job.
When this Super Bowl come up next week, he's definitely going to get a lot of money, buddy. He's going to get some of that money back. The cheapest tickets I saw on there was over $9,000.
Yeah.
That's the cheapest, bro.
The cheapest, and they was all the way up in the top pot.
Yeah. If you see where the 9,000
that wasn't even at the bottom.
Matter of fact, it was close to 9,500. If you look on there and see where those are, just imagine what the number was for the ones that's below that. Goodness.
It was $9,508.
Yeah.
Woo.
Boy.
And you know the watch party tickets crazy at every casino.
Tailgate,
you probably got
all
the
that.
NFL experience. Yeah, all that. He's about to make some bread.
So he
owed John Gruden
on
$100, and John Gruden won all his money.
Every dime, so he could get back on that bus and that truck or whatever he was on with the truck thing he was doing.
Yeah,
the bus.
On the bus, for the quarterbacks or who had the best player, whatever he was doing.
There, man, because that was a good little episode. I used to like that episode.
It's coming back.
Good.
Soon as he finished with this NFL thing, because he's suing everybody, and it looks like he's going to win. So he'll be back.
And blame Kale because his owner with the messy email, the one that got green mess caught up, man. We got blame Kale for this.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
I'll take it because that Bama man, boy. You know, when you're the owner of a team, and we, let's be honest, we know he wasn't aware of everything that was going on.
Yeah.
But, bruh, some of that stuff you had to know. You had to know. And then when the story came out about him prostituting the cheerleaders and all, man, bruh, you sick. You is sick. I'm surprised we have not seen the story of Tanya Snyder going for a divorce. I'm serious.
She ain't. She with it. She with all that. She with all that.
She with all that. She with all that.
She with it. She with all. She ain't divorcing him. She ain't divorcing him. Yeah, she with it.
That is shoes. She was at the parties with him.
She was right there, sitting right there. She probably was getting her a dance too.
She might be a power bottle. Could be a power bottle.
Oh, right.
You know what? I'm gonna move it right on along. I'm that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna move it right on along.
And hey Cap. Hey, you gotta look. 57 is enough, man. You gotta
exactly.
Leave them. You gotta leave them.
And then them two together? Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my.
I'm surprised 57 ain't come through with something.
You know?
His Marlboro must have kicked in. His Marlboro must have kicked in.
News for y'all.
Yeah.
Nah.
He just didn't
even
turn that wall. What's that?
Breaking news. I don't know if this is...
I said, Nas, I'm taking a break.
Come on,
thank
Nas.
Thank you.
Come
we
on, Nas.
You.
Breaking news. I don't know if it's money laundering or what. The Grizzlies get Victor Oladipo and 3 second-round picks, and the Rockets get Steven Adams.
What?
Whoa. Victor Steven Adams? Oh,
wow.
Man, they folded the tent.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they gave up Steven Adams.
But Steven Adams, he been hurt this whole year. Like, he's been hurt. But that still ain't no reason to get rid of him, though.
Yeah.
This is his first time being hurt, though. Like,
yeah.
Really hurt.
Yeah, I like Steven Adams, though. He's great in the playoffs.
The Raptors, from what I saw last night, they could use Steven Adams.
Oh, no. Exactly.
Yeah.
The Rock, you said the Rockets,
anybody
right?
Can use him. I'll take him.
Yeah.
Anybody can use him.
We'll take him. We'll take him.
Okay.
Yeah. You said Rockets or Raptors?
Oh, Rockets.
I said the Raptors could.
No, he was the Rockets, but he went, got traded to the Rockets.
Oh, I thought you said he went to the Raptors.
No, the Rockets.
My bad. I said he went to the Raptors.
Now, that's a good look. That's a good look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good look, the Raptors.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
Thank you for that.
Oladipo in like 2 years, right?
Right.
Man.
Something like
that.
He been hurt.
Journey. Right, journey,
he
man.
Been hurt
now, the knee. Yep, the knee.
But
issue.
Y'all know we got one more head coaching position to talk about, and that's the Dan Quinn from the Cowboys to the Washington Commanders.
Doom.
What you gonna do?
If he brings them players who had all the interceptions with him, I'm cool. But it's something about Dallas and Washington making trades. It's something about them, man.
Don't let your babies grow up to be Cowboys.
Yeah. I'm not poo-pooing on Dan Quinn. I'm going to give the man an opportunity. But seriously, I'm not buying the excuses given why Irk Bieniemy wasn't given that head coaching job. I think he should have been the head coach just for all he suffered.
Familiarity, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I told y'all he wasn't going to get it, though. I told y'all that.
He should have been, if y'all don't mind me saying, he should have been a little more forceful in what he wanted when he went to the Commanders. You don't leave a winning team and make a lateral move to a losing team without some stipulations that when you get rid of the coach, I'm going to become the coach.
I agree.
When you get rid of the coach, then I got to wait for you to hire somebody else, and I might not be here. He could decide I want a whole new staff.
Wow, you're right.
So online is saying, Gary O'Neill online, he said that's not going to help the Skins, and he said don't nobody in up there like Eric the enemy. Players don't like playing for him.
Well,
yeah. That, he needs to cover his own butt.
That was the comments from Rivera. That was Rivera comments. Every player, every player that the media interviewed, and I'm talking about the players who aren't even playing for the enemy anymore, they speak highly. They talk about how much they like them.
I ain't heard nobody come out for the Washington Redskins say that they love him or they hate him. I haven't heard anything from nobody supporting him. Like, I haven't heard anything. Like, I haven't heard anybody come out and saying, well, we want Eric Bieniemy to be the head coach. Or, you know, nobody rallied for him like they did in the Raiders. Like, the Raiders coach, they came out. Into the media and was saying, this is who we want. We want, and we ain't playing for nobody else. So y'all better do something. This, Washington don't have that in their culture. Like, they don't stand.
There you go, sis. You just
stand up players. They not stand up people.
Wow.
They don't stand up
for their culture. The culture in D.C. is different than it is and with the Raiders. The Raiders wanted to win, and they wanted to learn. These guys are malcontents. They don't want to do nothing.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Maybe he'll bring the better culture to them. Like, you know, maybe he'll bring that culture that everybody is looking for. Because the fans definitely have the culture.
They did not want to do anything under the coach that just left. The coach that just left, they saw the handwriting on the wall like we saw. And they said, you know what, why am I going to go out here and do this, that, and the other? Now, you got to know what I always say. The reason you're doing it, because you're putting your performance on tape for everybody else. So that's why you need to, you know, get out there and really do your thing. But we all watched Washington under Rivera. And I kind of understand why the players was like, man, the heck with this. The heck with this. I mean, Carson Wentz, you know, I didn't know what I had on the bench in Sam Howell. You know, little things said like that, it makes you as a player say, well, damn, I knew. I'm watching this guy at practice. I'm seeing the things he's doing. Why is our head coach not? And not to give an excuse, because you are grown and you are a professional. So you're supposed to carry yourself in that order. But I can understand when you just feel like, man, it doesn't even make sense for me to get out here and give my all when I know my coach isn't.
But that's what you're getting paid for.
But
that's what I'm paying you for, to give your all.
That's what I was about to say.
I'm 100% behind y'all with that.
That's like you having a job and ain't nobody else doing their job correctly. Your work should speak for you, no matter where, what kind of job you're doing, football, security, the bank teller, whatever. Your work should speak for you, and it should be top line no matter where you go.
And by you saying that, big bro, that's why they didn't give him their job. If you saying that he didn't put his best foot forward and them guys, Harris and them, was watching him, that's why he didn't get the coaching job.
No, not the enemy. The enemy, unfortunately, was at the mercy of Ron Rivera. The enemy was at Rivera's mercy. I mean, look at, like I told y'all, the man totally got rid of the whole offensive line from last, or just allowed them to go. And, you know, if I'm a player on the team and I see that, I'm like, what is he doing? Why is he allowing all these players we need to go? Now, I'm not, because 57 trees, I'm with y'all. If you getting paid, you got to show up. You got to show up. But people get tired of the same old thing. We heard it from, was it Deron Payne came out in the middle of the season?
No, that was Logan.
No. It was Deron Payne that said, I'm sick of this. He said, I'm tired of us losing this way. I'm sick of this. And that was a big story. Thomas came out against Bienemy, and it was found out that Thomas was the one complaining to Rivera because Bienemy wanted him to hustle. He wanted him to move. Thomas had gotten used to that Club Med atmosphere. The enemy was like, nah.
That wasn't it, bro. Logan,
about my team.
I don't care who team it is. I'm telling you what it was. He came out and said that he's tired of playing. I know it's your team, but I still watch the interviews. I don't care who team it was, bro. I mean, listen, I watch football just like the next person watches football. I watch the interview. I watch all of that. I watch everything. Logan Thomas came out and said he's tired. No, I don't.
You don't watch everything.
I watched that interview, and Logan Thomas was the one who came out and said that. Now, yes. Deron Payne came out and said some other stuff, too, but Logan Thomas came out and said he's sick and tired of being sick and tired. He's tired of losing. He's tired of playing like this. He was the one who said all of that.
Okay. After the show, Trees, go back and look. I did not say that Thomas did not say that. I didn't say that. I said when it first came out, it was Deron Payne that said it to the media after a game. It was Deron Payne who came out with that first. Logan Thomas saw that, and I guess he felt, oh, okay, we can speak from the heart now. And that's when Logan Thomas made his comment. I didn't say he didn't say that. I said he said it after Deron Payne.
Yeah, but with all that said, we all agree that the boy Bienemy should have been on the phone with Magic every day. I don't know what the hell he was doing. He should call Magic every damn day.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to understand that we don't even know the inside. He might not even want it because he know how everything is being run. So he might be good where he is.
That's true. That's true, too.
That's true too. He see he don't feel like this project. He used to win it.
He don't feel like He don't feel like all the he thought it was gonna be something. Then he figured out it's something totally different. So he it's not probably ran like over there in Kansas City. So he probably underestimated the whole situation.
He's still there, ain't he? Is he still there right now?
Yes, he's still there. He interviewed for the head coaching job. You're speaking past tense with how things were ran. It's not being ran like that anymore.
We don't know that.
Speaking past. Okay. Okay.
Man, if I was the enemy, every time they talk to me, where you? Oh, me and Magic getting breakfast. Oh, just about to go to lunch with Magic. Man, I done got my way up in there, man. Get you some backup in the building.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know we up on it, but we got a new call, and I want to take this call. 818, you're on the corner.
Hey, Gary.
What's up, sis? How you?
All right.
What's up, G?
All right, what's good, fellas?
What's up with you, sir?
What's up, Gary?
Oh, man, everything is beautiful, man. Everything is beautiful. I was wanting to chime in on that Eric Bieniemy situation and, you know, kind of shed my little light in, you know, from what I understand. Eric Bieniemy is not liked in the NFL. Like, he's not liked by the players because Eric Bieniemy is old school. And a lot of these young kids that's out here playing right now, they're not used to how Eric Bieniemy coaches. Eric Bieniemy was kind of like how Mike Singletary was with coaching. And, you know, when you're not speaking the same language, when you're not speaking the same language as your coach, I mean, as your player, then there's a barrier. You understand what I'm saying? Where they don't like the way he coaches and he doesn't like the way they respond to it. But I mean, this is just from what I know. He and Patrick Mahomes hated each other. They really did not like each other, and a lot of the players that play for the Commanders don't like him. And this is just fact. This is known fact. Mm. Wow. It's hard to work with somebody you don't like.
There you go.
That's fact.
There you go.
That's true.
Well, there you
we
go.
All have been on jobs where the boss was kind of difficult to deal with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I just feel like with Magic in position right now, Magic is just like the he's like the front man. Like, I don't think that he makes any calls over there. Like, I don't think that he's doing... You know, don't quote me on that. You know what I'm saying?
He's just
but
like
I,
a little
I honestly
face.
Think that, what'd you say?
He like a little face, just a face.
Yeah, he's there, but I don't think that I think he's just a front man.
Yeah, he's kissing babies
we
and cutting ribbons. That, you know, that's the job.
We get it.
It's showtime, baby.
And G, next time call in earlier so we can have a little bit more time to talk because we up against the time right now. So we have to go.
Okay.
We got to go. So listen, it's every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You got the number, lock it in. Make sure you give it out. Give it out and let people know we on the corner.
Okay.
But
cool.
With that being said, you guys, we don't have a last word. We don't have a last word because we up against the time. So DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. My Betty is saying peace, love, and soul. My hubby is saying be safe and pay attention out there. And I am saying be safe, love your friends, love your enemies, and keep everybody family close and prayed up. Enjoy all the sports this weekend. Kel, you have the very last word.
Hey, y'all know what I say. No phone call or text is more important than your life. No phone call or text. Great show, guys. I really appreciated the humor, the discussions, everything, y'all. Keep bringing it like we bringing it, all right? All right, you guys have a great weekend. And like Tree said, pray for everyone. Everyone. Drop a prayer for everyone. And we'll get with you guys Tuesday, 5 p.m., Lord willing. Everybody have a safe one.
We don't own the right to the music.
Work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. And tell me about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe, my ta, 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 ta. Drink me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the knife. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my vision. You took my heart, I'ma leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. And tell me about that work, 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 work. Na, 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 na. When you walk out, na, 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 na. Before the table turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here. I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I say, why, 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 why? It's me, I say, why, 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 why? You see me doing my da, 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 da. Tell me about that, why, 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 why? When you walk out, la, 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 la. I'm in the car from my ta, 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 ta.
Yeah, okay. Get done, 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 done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need